Different sports have different impact. And I've been speaking to 2012 double para-equestrian gold medalist Natasha Baker. Horse riding is the highest impact sport, currently ninth in the list of participation sports in the UK. 74% of those who do horse riding are women. So a sports bra, absolutely essential for Natasha.
I think I was actually a little bit late on the whole sports bra thing. I always used to ride with a normal bra and I had numerous problems with my bra straps falling down, the whole bra falling down, and it just wasn't a very pleasant experience. And so mum took me into, I think it was a Debenhams somewhere, and got fitted for a sports bra. And I think I was probably around 15, 16, and it just totally changed my life. Really, it was such a dramatic change, you know, because when you're competing, you want your whole focus to be on you and your horse and what you're doing to get the best results. And, you know, constantly worrying that your bra straps are falling down is not really very helpful. So, you know, to be able to have your complete focus and to be comfortable, first and foremost, you know, you've got to be comfortable when you're doing your performance. And when it relies on you winning a gold medal, you know, you really need to be on top point. And when you're worrying about other things, and your mind's drifting about things that really are not necessary at all, it's not helpful. So I think, yeah, I could have done with it a few years earlier, really.
Were you and are you aware of breast health issues as well as getting a sports bra for comfort, just for in terms of protection and safety and looking after your breasts? How
nowhere
important
near, nowhere near enough. You know, I think it's not put out there enough, and I don't think young girls are aware of breast issues. You know, I to a very bouncy sport. I sit on a horse's back and they trot around, and you know, it could be very, very, very bad for me if I did ride in a normal bra, and I wasn't aware of that as a young girl.
Can you understand why young girls, when they start developing breasts, might be put off doing sport and getting out there and doing it?
Yeah, I can understand why. You know, it's a big thing for girls, I think, to make that plunge and to kind of, you know, go out there and buy a sports bra and find something that really fits them. And I can understand why there is some tension around it. And, you know, I think it does help with all of these celebrities that do work out, that post pictures on Facebook and Instagram promoting the fact that, you know, it is attractive to be in a sports bra. There are feminine sports bras out there. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, strapped in and boring colours. And, you know, there's so many options out there that anybody can find something that suits them, that suits their sport and that they find comfortable and that's flattering and that's feminine and everything. So I can see why women are and girls are a little bit worried about it. But I think that, you know, it just needs a little bit more promotion and for them to see that there are things out there. And I do think the celebrities are and sports people are doing a great job of promoting that on social media.
And they're making cup sizes bigger and bigger now. So, you know, that is a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
Because they say that the women are getting bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think riding is probably one of the most popular sports. You know, whether it be sports or whether people just fancy going on a ride on holiday or here in the UK, you know, it is so popular, especially with young girls. And to kind of put that out there, that there are all shapes and sizes, you know, you don't have to be an elite sports person to be able to ride, and sports bras can cater for everybody. I'm not tiny, so you know, it's nice to have something that is fitted but that still maintains your shape.
Well, that was Natasha Baker speaking to Alison. Now, she talks, doesn't she, about coming to sports bras a bit late, Ali, but better late than never, I suppose.
Yeah, and what a great role model. I mean, she's young, she's in her early 20s. She absolutely recognises the value in terms of her sport, her posture. And you know, she's emphasising that whole comfort thing, which sometimes I think we forget. It's not about performance necessarily. If you're not comfortable wearing one, then, you know, it doesn't matter whether you run, skip, jump, whatever. You've got to be comfortable. That's the first priority. And particularly in horse riding, can you imagine the impact there if you weren't wearing a sports bra? I mean, how uncomfortable. 74% of people that horse ride are women. You know, if you're listening and you're a horse, are you wearing a sports bra when you get on the horse? You know, let us know.